Welcome to Uncensored Duo with Jen
and Sora. Get ready for unfiltered conversations,
bold opinions,
and everything in between.
Hey.
Hey. We have a very interesting one for you today.
Yes. So this week's episode is about Hot Takes Parents Edition.
And it's only right because we also have a kid in the background just in case.
Yes. So I'm in a lot of Facebook mom groups and just parent group in general. And there's always a lot of debate on Facebook, which is fun to read because everyone is so opinionated and feels the need to share. So I thought we'd bring these hot takes onto this episode.
Yeah, we're going to join the debate.
Yeah.
Don't in real time. We have not discussed this prior. So we're just going to kind of shoot the shit.
Yeah. My thing is, don't cancel us. Like, this is just our personal opinion and let's run with it.
Say the podcast does start with bold opinions, unfiltered conversations. Yes. So you joined at your own risk.
Okay, the first one. As a parent, it's your job to rearrange your life to benefit your children, not the other way around.
I already know this had like a lot of people coming from both sides.
Yeah, for sure.
The hot take was you have to rearrange your life?
Yes. So as the parent, it's your job to rearrange your life to benefit your children, not the other way around. Okay, I'll go if you're still thinking.
No, like my problem in all our past episodes is, I mean, it's like I'm in the middle. But I think the way that I went about it is mainly the approach was having the baby adjust to my life.
Mm.
Rather than us adjust to hers, because we did do sleep training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that helped you a lot.
Well, that helped her adjust to a schedule for all of us to be on, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really, like, mend her to fit my life, because that is not what my life schedule was at all. But in a way, like, we didn't go, of course, in the first, like, you're catering to the baby's needs whenever they show a cue. But later on, we adjusted her to fit into a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to be those parents that I rearranged my life to benefit my child, because I say no to a lot of friends and family, knowing, you know, this is going to be hard for us for that bedtime, knowing we have to wake up early the next day or things like that, where I have to just say no and create boundaries. I also think I rearrange my life in other ways of, I'm not going to eat until he gets to eat. Like, I can't really, you know, get anything done for myself until he's taken care of. So I think it just perception of how you see things, in my opinion, on this take. I don't think it's really a hot take, but we're also not like full on into our mom lives. We're still under a year, so it would be interesting how we view this in a couple years too.
See, but this is why I say I'm in the middle, because I don't take her out of the house if it's outside of her bedtime. Like, I'm in the middle. Honestly, you can do whatever you want, but I don't knock both sides. I think in some aspects, it's good to help the baby adjust, but in other areas, you want to do what's best for your kid.
Yeah,
I don't pick a side.
Are you going to be neutral for the rest of this episode?
No, I'm not.
Okay, next. If you don't discipline your child by 5, it'll show by 15. You're not their friend. You're their parent.
Oh, I kind of agree on that. Sorry.
I 1,000% agree. Actually, there was a comment that said, no, it'll show by 5. You don't have to wait till they're 15.
I mean, like, also, discipline is different for everybody. It's not like saying you're going to whoop your kid.
Yeah.
But I do think yeah, it's important to have some level of discipline and not let them do whatever they want.
I don't believe in being my child's friend until they're at a maturity level that they're able to think on their own. And we're having conversations about specific topics instead of thinking I'm just their parent all the time for the rest of their life too. Right now, it's they depend on me for everything and they don't know better. They don't know the cause and effect. They don't know the domino effect of their consequences. They don't know if they just run outside onto the street, something might happen to them. So to them, it's just playing. I think in those moments of their young childhood stages, I am your parent. I am not your friend.
No, I absolutely agree. And actually, my mom tried doing the whole friend thing. I think there's a time and place when, yeah, you can really become more of a friend, because my mom's like a friend to me now. Obviously, mm-hmm. She's not disciplining us now. But when we were young, like, kids are going to take advantage of you. Yes. Like, naturally. They just need someone to help guide them. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't know what to do. You don't know what to do even when you're, like, in high school. You know, so
you think you know what you're doing.
You think you know, but oh my God, if we look back, we know we made so many mistakes. And but basically, the whole point is my mom tried doing the whole friend thing and we abused it. And that just made things worse later on, because then she's trying to like change it and trying to add more authority. Mm-hmm. And then it throws everything off. The kid gets confused. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just smart to start that off early. This is just my opinion. I'm not telling you what to do.
Next one. Okay, if my son grows up thinking I come before his wife, then I have failed as a mother. I don't even know why we're laughing. It's just...
This is just like... This is like these start fights. For real. Like,
Okay, I'll tell you my two cents, because I actually have a son. So then you can kind of hypothetically sit over there and think about it for a second. Because to me, how I see things is I come before his girlfriend.
Oh, really?
You know, okay. Like mom should come before your girlfriend, because you're going to go through a lot of girlfriends, most likely. So mom first.
So does that say girlfriend or wife?
It says wife. However, by the time my son becomes a husband or in that fiance stage, I will lay it down and tell him, you are starting your own family. Mm-hmm. And you are now going to be the man of your family. And whatever that looks like in the dynamic of the person you have already chosen to be your wife in that fiance stage, I want you to take care of her, because you don't have to worry about me. Your dad is going to take care of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so that's my two cents. I do agree. I have failed as a mother, because if that was my daughter out there, mm-hmm. and that son was not protecting her, or that whoever marries my daughter is not protecting her and guiding her and giving her all the support she needs, then that person's parent or he has failed my daughter. And I don't want that. So to me, that's my two cents. I would have failed. I do agree with this statement.
Okay, when you put it like that, I actually didn't even think of it in terms of like a girlfriend stage. That's valid. Absolutely. Because your mom is your mom and she ultimately deserves your utmost respect. And I do agree in the sense where your wife does come before your mother, because you are leaving your mom to unite with your partner. And that partner is the person you vow till death do us part. Mm-hmm. You know, so that is the person you are choosing to back up, to partner with through life and start your own family. So, yeah, you ultimately, guys and girls, children have to leave their parents' coop, mm-hmm. you know. So I would feel as if I failed as a mother, too, if my son was choosing me in terms of a marital setting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're just dating someone and you choosing her, I don't even know. I don't have a son. Like, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, I'm not there yet for sure, but that's how I feel. Yeah. It's just like, you're just going to go through all these girls, whatever. Like, you know, you should still listen to whatever I'm saying because you're not there yet until you're going to be like fiance or whatever.